You, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Everyone enjoy that? Amen? And I do heartily thank you for just taking it on and bringing the kids down. And Sister Debbie, I'm so glad to see that you all made a jaunt down there and bringing the girls with you. That's great. On a number of levels, I'm very grateful. And I remember the first time, of course, it was just starting and they were breaking the ice and all that. And we were there, and I believe God wanted us to be there the first time. But admittedly, it was tuckering. but, you know, the way that I've seen it, how it progressed, I think I'd probably be a little bit more open, you know, as far as going out there. I feel like maybe I could do it, is what I'm trying to say. So we'll see. We'll see. If I could just transport our music department down there. I'm partial to our music department. I really appreciate them. Appreciate, you know, how they just bring the Spirit of God down so wonderfully. God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just bow our heads if we would. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for this evening, and we thank you, Lord, for the testimonies of that camp. And we certainly do appreciate all the efforts that gone forth, all the planning, all the things, Lord, even to allow the youth to get together, Lord, and to have an opportunity to break into your presence, oh God, that you're able to do something for them and for their lives, and to further cause your word to go deeper into their hearts. We know therein is the transformation. It is your word, as your Spirit quickens it, oh Lord. And so, Father, we indeed are grateful, Lord, of all the sacrifices that have gone into all of this. To you be the glory. And so, Lord, tonight we're just going to change the order of the service. And we're asking, Father, just as we, as you allow, just use this time, oh God, and just speak through us that which we have need of, Father. Just something maybe that'll encourage, something that'll lift up, maybe something that can correct, something that will just cause us to be ever more purposeful in our service to you. Grant it, Father. Lord, you do all things well. To you be the glory. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. While you have your Bibles, if you would stand with me, we're going to turn to Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Can you hear me okay? All right, good. Make sure I'm on. We're going to read 16 through 21. And then we're going to turn to Galatians 3:29, and then we're going to finish with 1 Peter 2:9. Romans 4:16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, for him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and calleth those things that be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in the faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, amen, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, turn to Galatians 3:29. A verse very familiar to us. It says, "And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So we are Abraham's seed tonight. Amen? So this pertains. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 2:9. "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." And it is marvelous. Amen. Let's just bow our heads one more time. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful, Father, for your word. Please break to us the bread of life. In this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Praise the Lord. God is good. I'm so very thankful to the Lord for all that he does, for all his blessings. Amen. And I'm thankful too, not only did you go down there and receive a blessing, kids, but you also came back safely. Amen. And nobody was hurt and there were no issues. And with all of that, we are very profoundly grateful to the Lord. And we mean that from the bottom of our hearts. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So if we can just take a few moments here and if we can just enter in and if you can just pull on the Lord. Amen. Not me, but pull on the Lord. I believe the Lord maybe could give us something. Praise God. Again, we know that without him, we can do nothing. Is that right? And even in our day-to-day walk, we got to keep in mind if we rely on our own strength, we fall flat on our face. We can do nothing. I sure appreciated the testimonies of yours, Brother Nate and Brother Jesse, and how it is you had things that were pressing and so forth, and things even beyond your own abilities, and how it is when you give it to the Lord, right, then he just comes on the scene. I know for myself many times and with my wife before we pray, before I go out to take on the challenges of the day, amen. A lot of times I will pray and I will ask the Lord to make the low places high and the high places low, to make a level the path before me, you know, as we go. And we are amazed how God does things for us. He gives stuff to us. Things fall into our lap. And people are amazed, you know, how is it that, you know, how are you able to do all the things that you're able to do? And it's the Lord. Amen. Yeah. He makes it happen. I mean, we just turn around for something, we just catch it, and it's right there. And but to him be the glory. Amen? To him be the glory. So we are raised up to be a testimony. As this age is getting darker and darker, the Lord wants to put his life through us. Amen? To be able to shine forth his light, to shine out into darkness. Amen? So that we have the opportunity to give the reason for the hope that lies within us. And that is what the Lord desires of us. But we're also, you know, a lot of the things too, and as I'm speaking right here, we're bringing together a number of thoughts that are very common to us all. Things that we have heard and maybe, you know, and sometimes I almost want to speak about the evolution of the bride of Jesus Christ. And it has been an evolution. I've been walking this way a long time, and a lot of you are ahead of me. And that's okay. I will be there with you all. Amen. Because we're all together. Amen. But through it all, the Lord reveals things and opens up little things in the message. And things maybe that we didn't understand, Brother Branham preached on it. Amen. I'm going to take this off so I can see you. These are my computer glasses. Amen. Helps me to see down here real well. So he's been preaching things in the message, but like Brother Branham says, you ministers, you take what I preach. I'm preaching the high points. He says, you break it down and you give it to the people. Amen. And there were a number of things that Brother Branham taught that I remember early on. And I'm just going to say it out real simple. Sister Linnell, do you remember the things that they talk about? God sent a prophet. Amen. Long hair and skirts, ladies, right? No makeup, right? Baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the real deep one, serpent seed. Okay? And that was pretty much it. And that was pretty much following the message, just believing those items. But then as it started to progress, he started bringing out other things about predestination, how it was that we were in his thought before the foundation of the world. Believe it or not, when that started coming out, that sounded strange. To you, it sounds so common because it's been preached and you can receive it. But I won't get into it anymore because I'm probably using material that I might be using somewhere down the line. But again, it's the evolution of the bride of Jesus Christ. She's been growing from one revelation in the message to another revelation, to another revelation. Amen. And now we're coming to the place where all these different revelations are being tied together. What is it? It's Jesus Christ unveiled before us. Amen. And so these thoughts then, these revelations that the Lord is doing, that he's done for us in the bride of Jesus Christ, is he wants us now that we have an understanding of what it is and our position in Christ, amen, that we then begin to step into the vision that the Lord has for us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise God. So in this day, we're called that things that aren't, is like an Abraham, his body yet dead, as though they are. Amen. We are already righteous. We are already holy because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We stand, amen, sinless, spotless, the virtuous bride of Jesus Christ. You can't declare that in yourself. I can't declare that in myself at all. But I can declare it through Jesus Christ because I'm not looking to myself. You're not looking to yourself. You're looking to Jesus Christ. Amen? And you see that he is the word. And sometimes we say things and it becomes trite. It becomes threadbare. It becomes so common to us we lose that the deliciousness of it. But I would tonight that somehow that you know, just as that eagle going up there and smacking his beak up on the rock, he breaks off that crustiness. He gets down to where he again is a flesh eater, and that which was common to us is again precious. You see, Christ is the Word, and you are a Word because you are part of him, and together you're joined with him because it's word joined with word. Amen. You are the matching piece to the masterpiece. There's so many ways that Brother Branham brought it out to illustrate that union. It is now the invisible union of the heavenly bridegroom and earthly bride. You can see all these things coming together. The epoch, great epoch time, everything converging all at once. Amen. And what is it? It's the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. That it's her time. It is her time. It's our time. Amen. To step forth and to show what it is that God has done. Amen. And so praise God. And the reason, another thing that makes the bride of Jesus Christ so singular, because something about the devil, one thing that he'll do, he'll either push you or he'll pull you. Either you'll be so intellectual to the Word of God, amen, you get so dried out that there is no power there, okay? Or you go to the other side, you become so fanatical that anything goes, even if it's contrary to the Word of God. And where the Lord wants us to be is right down the middle of the road, right there believing the Word and believing the Word above all else, amen, and also believing that the Word is potent. And it's going to happen, not because I feel it, amen, not because there's any sensation or not because there's any emotion necessarily with it, but because the promise of God, that God is faithful. God is going to bring to pass His Word. Praise God. And He's going to bring to pass His Word in us. Praise God. Amen. This is what the Lord is trying to do. And so His Word is absolutely faithful. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this out is this, is because before the bride, before Brother Branham even came forth, there was a Pentecostal movement. God was restoring the gifts again to the church, and it was wonderful, a further part of the Word coming in. It was restoring gifts to the church, but the devil pushed that to fanaticism, and now it got to a place to where absolutely any kind of manifestation went. Blood from the hands, oil, you know, from the hands and from the forehead and different things like that. People going around on all fours, barking like a dog. And why is that? There wasn't any word for that. Amen? And so the reason why this is important, the bride of Jesus Christ is going to hold to the Word regardless. She's going to hold to it. Amen. Whether she feels it, whether she doesn't feel it, God's Word is true. He always stands behind His Word. And that's the reason why Pentecost did not go on with a further relationship with the Lord. She didn't receive any more from the Lord. And even Brother Branham himself got into trouble. Do you remember? He had these super-duper healing lines where he took the worst cases and they put them in line. Now, it really wasn't him. It was the managers, but he just kind of went along with it. And just outstanding cases where they were deaf or they were lame, physical things that you could really see was wrong with the person, and how it is that God and everyone would heal them, and he guaranteed that God was going to heal them. One particular time, if you recall, he was standing on the stage. This one woman had I believe it was a deaf spirit. She couldn't hear. And he was on the stage for 2 hours praying for this one. Can you imagine? But it left. And then the dominoes fell and they had a meeting and so forth. But the Lord warned Brother Branham about that. And he made a purpose to stop it, but they did it again. And so he went along with it. And when he prayed for this person, that instead of them getting from little bit deaf, they went completely deaf. And he knew right then that that anointing that he had left him. He had lost the favor of God. And he repented, amen. So what was it? God had allowed his prophet to be corrected. So that brings me to, again, a conversation that I had with a brother down in Missouri. He says, I don't get it. He says, I came out of Pentecost. He says, and I can tell you truly, under Pentecost, we saw more miracles in those Pentecostal churches than we do in the message churches. He says, something's wrong. I said, you know, it is true. That is true, but again, something had to be corrected. Even Brother Branham, when he prayed for that one person, it didn't go well because, again, it was contrary. He was moving in the permissive will of God, and the Lord said no more. Amen? God wants us to be in His perfect will. He absolutely wants us to be in perfect will. And when Brother Branham repented, he didn't do that anymore. Then, of course, he didn't lose the anointing. It all came back, amen, and everything was just fine. But Brother Branham, again, was pointing out it's to the Word and to the Word only. We have as much power tonight, amen, as we need. Brother Branham says, we have powers to create worlds if there was not a governor, to speak a world into existence and to live in it. Because if we got Jesus Christ in us, he is the creator. So we have power to do that. We have power over every sickness. We have power over every demon, every devil. Amen. And he is the same. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we need to, just like Abraham, count those things that are not as though they were, looking not to the deadness of his own body or the deadness of Sarah's womb. He held on to that promise, amen, and God brought it to pass. Why is that? Not because Abraham was special, but because God is faithful to his word. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so a lot of times, you know, we ask, well, why don't we see more miracles? A lot of times, maybe we need to get off our chairs, our couches, our sofas. Maybe we need to be more intentional with discerning the needs of our brothers and sisters around us, or even our neighbors, and just say, Lord, use me. Glorify yourself. Sometimes when you get on the front line, where you actually see the whizzing bullets and the arrows whizzing over you, then you see the Lord coming in. When Satan comes in like a flood, amen, the Lord raises a standard. Praise the Lord. Do you remember the time in 2 Chronicles in 16? He says this, and at that time, Hananiah the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and he said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubans a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. In other words, don't you remember when you fought this large battle, two battles, much larger than you, and because you relied on me, you were delivered. God delivered you. Amen? They were delivered into your hands. Amen. Chronicles 16:9 says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. His eyes are still moving throughout the whole earth, proving himself strong whose heart is perfect towards him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. The Lord wanted to do something, amen, for Asa. He wanted to glorify himself through Asa. And what did Asa do? He went to Syria, and he got Syrian to come in and to help fight his battle for him instead of relying on the Lord. Amen? And if he'd have just listened, if he'd have just done what he had done in the previous battles where he had gotten the victory, then God would have allowed him to live the rest of his days in peace. And a lot of times when you and I, brothers and sisters, we do something, we fail to walk perfectly in his will, we do something, and then all of a sudden we allow a problem to enter into our lives, and God allows that because we didn't walk in obedience to his word. He had a way for us, he had a word for us, and we just stepped over it. Amen. And we invited trouble into our lives. The Lord wants us to give liberally into our lives. Amen. If we but trust him, put our trust in him completely. Amen. And as the Lord blesses you, amen, just like Corrie Ten Boom says, whenever God gives me something, he says, I never hold on to it, but I hold it with an open hand, lest I put my hands around it, right? And it hurts if the Lord has to pry my fingers off of it. Amen. Everything we have does not belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. Amen. And knowing that we can't ever, ever outgive God. And whatever he desires of us, whatever he allows to come into our lives, whatever can be that can be a blessing to someone else, why wouldn't we want to give that blessing? Amen. We want to be unencumbered. Because whatever you put in your life, amen, if you put a covetous, your thought begins to go towards that thing, whatever it is. And all of a sudden it becomes a distraction. Pretty soon you want to put a shrine around it. You want to protect it. And then it becomes an Achan's wedge in your life, and you stop the blessings of God from flowing in your life. And the Lord does not want that for any one of us. He wants us to be free in our hearts, free in our actions, free in just in faith, knowing that as he's provided for us in the past, to continue to provide for us, just be generous. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we know that God's word is for an appointed time. Not what we appoint, but what God appoints. And again, it isn't us using God's word. It's God using us with his word. Every seed will bring forth in its season. Amen. And I was telling you before about the grain, how the grain is coming together. It's coming to maturity. And it has to come to maturity. Why? Because God has said. Amen. And so God is the one who is sovereignly doing this process. We need to rest in his process. Amen? We need to listen. We can't bring the rapture on by our own will. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we could just will the rapture? Praise God. We have Enoch, you know, as a type. God needed them as a type. Why weren't there more Enochs? There will be a rapture, and it'll be exactly at the appointed time. Amen. Exactly, and it'll come when none of us even are expecting it. The Bible is very clear. He says, the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. There'll be two in bed, one will be taken, one will be left. There will be two in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. Amen. But be ready. Like the five wise virgins, be ready. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I just looked at the clock. God is good, amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we know that the Bible says that the bride hath made herself ready. This also is true. We knew that God also had an appointed time where he was going to deliver Israel out of Egypt. It was already said, it was already decreed, it was already going to happen. But yet the Lord had to put something in them to cause them to cry out, amen, for the very deliverance that he's already provided for them. So I'm sure that there's going to come a time, amen, just like the children of Israel, God is going to provide a circumstance, amen, to get the bride in such a position to where there's nothing else left for her to keep her earthbound. Amen. That faith in her Lord is going to be so great and so brilliant, white, she's just going to step on out of here. What is it? Now think of it. We need that perfect love. We cannot step into that place without that perfect love. Amen. We can't even begin to come in without that perfect love. How is that going to happen? It's going to set upon us. Amen. It's a final thing to the stature of a perfect man. Christ coming down, he's going to cap his bride with perfect love, and she'll be out of here. Praise God. So, amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You know, I just, now we've got this election here that's up around the corner. And Brother Brandon with that spiritual eye, you know, and he's looking and he says, I didn't vote for anybody but Jesus Christ, right? But then all of a sudden there was a threat to the country. There was a Catholic running for presidency. Anybody read with Brother Branham? Did that concern Brother Branham a lot? Did you all read that in the message, anybody? Never? No? 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 Brother Branham said, I voted for Nixon. Didn't do any good, but he was concerned enough that he actually went out and he voted. Amen? I want you guys to consider that. I'm not going to tell you guys what to do, but I know that if you vote for the side you think will do the worst for this country, maybe you're going to hasten the Lord's coming. You know? We don't know what the Lord is going to do exactly. No, honestly, we know that Israel types United States. United States types Israel. And there actually was a time before the judgment that there rose up a Josiah, a righteous king. And he actually caused a repentance to come upon the country. And he saw all the wickedness and everything that was going on. And he caused actually a blessing to happen during that time, almost a revival where people were opening up to the Lord. But his son, the very next one, of course, was wicked. And the Lord told him, you know, because you've humbled your heart before me, he said, these evils will not come. You're going to bring your head down to the grave in peace, but afterwards, you know, this nation is absolutely judged. We know that this nation is judged. We know that there are going to be 10 kings, or they're going to reign like kings over all the earth. We know the Bible is very clear about that. And we know during this reign, that is when Jesus Christ is going to set up his reign upon the earth in the days of these kings. The Bible is very clear on that. And I don't want to necessarily go into that, but I mean, we are so very close of this time right here. Things are really set up for these things here to actually take place and to happen. Amen. And before the Lord Jesus comes and sets up his kingdom here on earth, there's got to be a rapture. Amen. There's got to be a supper. Amen. Supper with the Lamb. And then the Lamb is going to come riding back with his saints to set up his rule on earth. So we're very close, guys. Amen. It says in 1 Timothy 2:8, he says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. I exhort therefore, first of all supplications and prayers and giving of thanks be made for all men, verse 1, for kings and for all that are in authority, that they may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all goodness and honesty. Paul had them pray for natural kings and natural magistrates and these ones here that are setting up these natural governances here in this world. Why? That they would have peaceful life and godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. You know, it was a long time ago. Let's say a long time ago, in the early 1900s, maybe late 1800s, they started to say, you know, shouldn't talk about religion. Shouldn't talk about politics in the public square. You know? So they basically pushed Christ out of the conversation. Where up till that point, people talked about Christ a lot. You should read about how that these government officials, you know, in the early 1800s and how they would talk to one another. They would have great discourses on scriptures and, you know, the reason why they come to different policy and so forth, and confessing their own faults as they would write one to another. This is the kind of metal, if you would, of the men that were in the United States. And they to be a Christian was actually a prerequisite. Not that you'd be from a certain denomination, that would never fly, but to actually hold to Christ, hold to his word was actually, this was a requirement. Amen. But they changed it, as Satan is apt to do. He changes the argument by changing the meaning of words and so forth. Amen. Amen. So outside of this, you have to be careful. And this is my last little thought here. And I just felt the Lord dropped it for me here. And that is this. We want the Word of God to be our mandate and our absolute. Amen? But the nature of the people of God from the very beginning of time, the greatest issue and the thing that got them in trouble with God continually was idolatry. Now think about that. Idolatry. When the Lord would prosper, it wasn't when things were tough and rough and everything, then they cried out to God. But when things got easy and soft, and God multiplied them with silver and with gold and so forth, and then, wow, they had all this. And then, you know, they'd see their neighbors, and they had something that, you know, maybe they wanted. They began to trade and so forth and so on. And maybe what they had something completely different than what they had. And they begin to grow in this commerce, and they would grow, and they would prosper. They get richer, okay? And then their minds and hearts started to go to this sort of thing, and then they started schmoozing with them, and then they started learning about their gods, learning about their ways, and they were forgetting about the very God that gave them all the wealth that they had. And they gave credit for the wealth that they had to these idols. They gave the credit to all the wealth that they had through their ability to do business. They didn't realize, or they forgot, that the reason why they were prospering is because God had prospered them. Amen? And we know what Brother Branham, so it's idolatry. And again and again and again, you see them, Lord, sending judgment. They repent, right? And then they get their hearts right with God. They have a revival, and then they go right back into idolatry again. They go from one side of the ditch to the other side of the ditch. You know? And that is the tendency of the human nature, the human spirit. And we know what Brother Branham said, what idolatry was, right, kids? Anybody tell me back the back row? What is idolatry? Anybody? Put you on the spot here. Amen? How about the next row? What did Brother Branham says? Idolatry. Okay, adults, help him out. Anything that gets between you and God is an idol. Okay? Anything that gets between you and God is an idol. Now, that's pretty broad. And I think, you know, if we're honest, any one of us could probably see something that, what do we spend our time with? What is it that, you know, tends to draw our attention? Okay. What is it that we find ourselves doing, you know, even more than these other things maybe that the Lord wants us to do? So this is very much in line with what you were talking about. Another way of saying that our eye be single, right? Not double, our vision not being double. But even in that, I want to say it is the grace of God. It's like saying, do not sin. You can't do it on your own. It's not in us to walk straight. That isn't our own ability, but we can through Jesus Christ. Amen? We can have our eyes single through Jesus Christ. We can have all the things that get between us and God through Jesus Christ. And I believe with all my heart that is what the Lord wants us to do is that we walk this way uprightly and let him have his way completely in our hearts and lives. Amen. Would you stand to our feet as the musicians have come forth? Praise the Lord. Praise God. How about Yeah, it didn't save. How about I want to live the way he wants me to live? We all know that one, don't we? I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love till there's just I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love till there's just no never, ever outlove the Lord. Again, amen. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no Son, be it unto me according to thy word. Amen. I might need help with this. Be it unto me according to your word, according to your promises, I can stand. Carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free according to your word, O Lord. Be it unto me. Amen. Be it unto me. Amen. Yes. Amen. Anybody have need of prayer at all? Anybody want us to pray with you for anything at all? Amen. Amen. Carve upon my heart the truth. Brother David, would you close tonight with a word of prayer? Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for these things, Lord. These forgive us, Lord. These things we put between you and us, and us and you, Lord. I mean, you call them an idol, Lord. And Lord, I see it everywhere. If we were transporting time, we'd see people just bowing before their cell phones. Now I see it all the time at the airport, Lord. And maybe another thing that's come between us and you, Lord. And we ask your forgiveness, Lord. And
amen.
Help us draw that straight line, Lord. And that capstone of love would come down and just help us through these
yes,
times. Thank
amen.
You for these testimonies with the youth, Lord. The devil try to rob them for what they've had there, Lord. I've been at those some of those meetings, Lord. And they just strengthen you, Lord. And then you get back and just the cares of life, Lord. We just need your help, Lord. And we ask
yes,
these things
amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Me, amen. According to your word, according to your promises, I can stand secure.